This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. On the theory that since you're listening to this program, you probably like public radio, let me ask you a question. Do you happen to be a member of your local public radio station? I ask because one of the on-again, off-again debates in Washington is who ought to pay for public broadcasting, the government, which helps support hundreds of public radio stations across the country, or us, listeners, who give hundreds of millions of dollars every year to help shows like this one get on the air. Commentator Tucker Carlson says listeners could and should pay more.
I love public radio. I listen to it every day. But sometimes, as I drive to my white-collar job in my expensive foreign car, surrounded by fellow public radio listeners driving to their white-collar jobs in their expensive foreign cars, I feel a little guilty. All of us are pretty affluent, I think to myself. Do we really need a federal subsidy? I live in Washington, D.C., but the scene would be familiar to anyone who lives in Winnetka, Illinois, the North Shore of Boston, or the west side of L.A. In general, the richer the zip code, the more people tune in to public radio. Public radio listeners tend to have household incomes more than $30,000 above the national average. They're also whiter, better educated, and more than twice as likely as ordinary Americans to work in top management, not the profile of your average welfare recipient. Yet, in effect, that's what we are. Public radio receives more than $100 million a year in tax dollars. Teenage shift workers at McDonald's, harried single moms emptying waste baskets at law firms, farm workers picking lettuce in California, all are laboring so that you and I, you and your Prius, me and my Saab, can listen to a certain sort of educated news and opinion as we cruise in air-conditioned comfort to the office every day. Has there ever been a more unfair tax? Every few years, somebody in Congress tries to kill it. Public radio executives never quite defend their subsidy. That would be impossible to do with a straight face. But instead, they respond by pointing out that lots of people really, really like public radio. That's true. Of course, you could also say the same thing about the Rush Limbaugh show. And that's the point. When people like something, they will pay for it. Public radio listeners certainly could pay the whole tab for public radio. They just don't want to. Maybe, just to be decent, we should start.
Tucker Carlson is the editor-in-chief of The Daily Caller and a member of Maine Public Broadcasting. His father, for the record, used to run the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Share your thoughts about this or anything else you hear on the program. Our website is marketplace.org.